football on off the ball.
Regardless of the Declan Rice handball, which was a handball, it was handball, no matter what you say or any way you look at it, it's a foul because he's got his arm around the guy's shoulders. He's dragging the guy down who can't jump. VAR should be checking that.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look back at Ireland's loss to France in the World Cup qualifiers last night. Liverpool's sticky season continues, this time at the hands of Wolves, and Arsenal and Manchester City continue their race for the title this evening. But first, Ireland suffered an agonising loss to France and Tala last night in their opening World Cup qualifier. Carlo Ward's side were beaten 2-1 in front of a crowd of 8,376, a record crowd at Tala Stadium for a women's international. Ireland captain Katie McCabe made it 1-0 after just 12 minutes when she was played in by Emily Murphy. But Manchester United's Melvin Mallard came on in the 69th minute. She equalised in the 71st minute and got the winner 8 minutes after that to give the French all 3 points. After the match, head coach Carla Ward spoke to Off the Ball Stephen Doyle and said she was proud of her side's performance against a team ranked 7th in the world.
Outstanding. Yeah, a lot of pride and very, very proud of the way they conducted themselves tonight. And nobody gave us a chance, really. And I think we spoke a lot about last year and how we wanted to play with the ball, and I think we showed that tonight. I think having 11 attempts on target against one of the best teams in the world is something that they can be proud of, and we've left everything out there. But listen, we're gutted tonight, we really are. We're gutted that we're coming away with nothing, so I don't believe that we should be coming away with nothing.
Emily Murphy was named player of the match in another impressive showing in green. She says they tested one of the best teams in the world to the pin of their collar.
I think our discipline and mentality was second to none, in and out of possession. And look, we took one of the best teams in the world, and I don't think they felt comfortable for any of the 90 minutes. So we've got to take positives in that, and we go again against the Netherlands.
How did you manage to do that tonight, stay fully focused?
Just think we had to stay comfortable not having the ball, which we did do, and know that when we did, it was all about taking those opportunities and those moments. They're going to be... they're not going to have many of them, and I think for us, we actually had quite a few, and yeah, we should have taken more, but at the same time I think that we should have maybe given ourselves a bit more credit in possession, because yeah, we had a lot more success, or we should have had a lot more success, sorry.
Former Ireland midfielder Ciara Grant joined Owen Sheehan on the football show last night straight after the game, and she praised Murphy's showing.
I thought she was excellent. You know, I think when she first came into the squad, I wasn't so sure. I thought she was just kind of a very fast, aggressive player. But I don't know if it's the regular game time she's getting at Newcastle. But today, I thought her hold-up play, her movement on and off the ball was excellent. Some of her first touches, her little turn of the shoulder, her crosses, her decision-making. I think she's really, really grown into herself. And, you know, she only turned 23, I think, was it yesterday? So she's a long international and club career ahead of her.
And that conversation is available to listen back to in full in your OTB football podcast feed for free. Elsewhere last night in the World Cup qualifiers, Northern Ireland were beaten 2-0 by Switzerland. England got off to a flyer. They beat Ukraine 6-1 in Turkey. Arsenal's Alessia Russo scored the opening goal for the European champions.
There was moments we had to be really patient. But yeah, like you said, this group's really tough. We know that. And we want to qualify for the World Cup. And we want to do it as quickly and as best as we can. So yeah, it was the right start to our journey.
Scotland also got off to a winning start with a 5-0 win away to Luxembourg. Wales drew 2-2 with the Czech Republic. Next up for Ireland is an away match against the Netherlands in Utrecht on Saturday evening. The Dutch were held to a 2-2 draw by Poland last night. Liverpool boss Arne Slot was frustrated by his team's 2-1 loss at the Premier League's bottom club Wolves. The champions lost for their 9th time in the league this season and remain in 5th place after conceding another injury time goal. 5th time this season they've lost a game in injury time.
It's another setback, and we didn't help ourselves with this result. Not at all. And then dropping points in a game where it's absolutely not necessary. If you look at the run of play, we need to do better. We have to play better. But credits to Wolves as well. They fight from first second till the end.
A very frustrated Arne Slot says they have to improve at both ends of the pitch.
We struggle and find it very hard to score from the open play chances that we do create. But end result, we score 1. And they score 2, and indeed another time in extra time. So it sums up our season.
Wolves boss Rob Edwards says the way his players responded after conceding an 83rd minute equaliser was admirable. His side are now just 3 points behind 19th place Burnley.
We're showing characteristics of what I want my teams to be able to have. But obviously we're having to find a way at the moment, which is understandable. I think everyone would appreciate that. We know Liverpool are ahead of us. We know Villa are ahead of us as well. So, but the characteristics that the team are showing, yeah, that's where I want it to be.
Everton beat Burnley 2-0 last night to pick up their first home win in the league in 3 months. Manager David Moyes is glad he won't be asked about their home form again for a while.
The question's actually been a bit boring over recent weeks, because I think actually we've actually played quite well here, not won, and that can happen in the Premier League.
Nathan Collins returned to the Brentford starting 11 for the first time in the league since late January. He played all 90 minutes of their nil-all draw away to Bournemouth.
Yeah, I think it's a big moment.
The League of Ireland is live and exclusive again this Friday on Off the Ball.
There's still time here.
Last Friday night, the champions were battered by arch-rivals Bohemians.
Rovers haven't been good enough.
It was a late show, and to whom it may concern, Bradley's boys made sure this week's opponents were duly warned.
Aaron Green has made it 3-2, a game that was over.
Pretenders to the throne, Derry City came from behind to beat Waterford's with a couple of late ones themselves, and talisman Mikey Duffy struck again.
It's picked up by Mikey Duffy. Really well.
On Friday, the Candy Stripes come to Dublin, looking to throw the gauntlet down to Rovers. Shamrock Rovers versus Derry City at Tallaght Stadium is live and exclusive on Off the Ball from 7 this Friday on News Talk and the Goal Out app.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
On this week's episode of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors, centres on how Mikey Johnson could have swapped the English Midlands for the beaches of Rio de Janeiro. Yes, Republic of Ireland winger Mikey Johnson was on the verge of a move to one of the biggest clubs in Brazil, in Flamengo. But why did it fall by the wayside? Find out in this week's episode of Sliding Doors, coming to you free each and every Monday. Subscribe in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says they can't afford to drop any more points in the title race. City take on Nottingham Forest, who are in desperate need of a win themselves due to them being stuck in a relegation battle. City are second in the table, 5 points behind leaders Arsenal, but they do have a game in hand. However, Guardiola says there's no margin for error.
I start to be decisive every point. We have two Premier League games. We have 6 games in this month, 2 in the Premier League before international break, and it's really important, the condition that we are 5 points behind Arsenal, so we cannot drop points.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has hit back at critics who say they take too long over corners and use grappling and blocking tactics that don't get penalised. Arsenal go to Brighton tonight, having scored 16 goals from corners this season. But Arteta says holding takes place all over the pitch.
I think the referees have to put where that line is. It's happening in open play in many circumstances. There are a lot of videos flying around about that. So it's happening across the game in various phases, not only on set pieces. And certain things are allowed, certain others not.
Chelsea boss Lemar Senior has revealed Cole Palmer took a knock during Sunday's defeat to Arsenal, but says he's absolutely fine to start tonight's game away to Aston Villa. The England international has been hampered by a persistent groin issue suffered in pre-season. He's also fractured his toe and had a thigh strain, but Rossini says Palmer's made good progress recently.
I think you can see in a way we've managed him over the last 6 weeks that he played 83 minutes. That was tactical. Why I took him and Enzo off, they were both on yellow cards, and I wanted Garner and Liam to come on and give us a freshness, which I felt they did.
West Ham continue their fight against relegation tonight when they take on Fulham at Craven Cottage. Nuno Espirito Santo Cider chasing down two of his former clubs. Nottingham Forest are 2 points above them, and Tottenham are 4 off the drop zone. The West Ham boss isn't surprised his old clubs are involved in the scrap.
It shows how competitive is the Premier League, how difficult it is for all the teams. It's the best league in the world where the best players are. So everything is possible in the Premier League.
All those games I mentioned kick off at 7:30. Then at 8:15, Manchester United head to Newcastle, looking to continue their good form under Michael Carrick. United have picked up 19 points from 7 games since he took over until the end of the season. The former United midfielder has been asked if he'd like the job full time.
I love being here. I love doing what I'm doing. Of course, listen, winning games helps, you know, and the boys are doing great with that. We'll just have to see where it ends up. There's not really much I can give you on top of that at the moment, really.
Newcastle will look to turn around their woeful recent form when they take on United. They've lost 5 of their last 6 league matches. And manager Eddie Howe says it's tough to understand.
When you get a blip like we've had currently, it feels abnormal, it feels unusual, it feels not good. It's hurting us. So we pride ourselves on trying to give our supporters what they want, and we haven't been able to do that in recent games. And I think all energy now is towards that.
Celtic boss Martin O'Neill says his team's never say die attitude could yet see them retain their Scottish Premiership title. The champions can go second and ahead of second place Rangers if they win away to Aberdeen tonight. 3 points would also get them within 5 of leaders Hearts. And O'Neill says 90th minute goals against Kilmarnock and Rangers have put them right back in contention.
For us to fight back in the manner which we did should give us plenty of confidence anyway. If you're talking about late goals being scored, then Hibs scored a late goal against us. So it can actually work both ways at times. The lovely thing about the team is that they keep going right to the very, very end.
Troy Parrott's expected to play from the start tonight as AZ Alkmaar take on Telstar in the Dutch Cup semi-final. The Ireland international was introduced at half-time in Saturday's 2-0 loss to Utrecht in the league. NEC Nijmegen await in the final after they beat PSV 3-2 last night. Meanwhile, Mikey Johnson's been ruled out of Ireland's World Cup playoff with the Czech Republic due to a stress fracture to his ankle. West Brom have confirmed the winger suffered that injury during the first half of Saturday's championship match against Oxford. Johnson will now see a specialist later this week and he'll get a full prognosis and they'll establish a timescale for his return. And there was another episode of Outside the Box this week where Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson dived into all things Irish football and beyond. And with just 99 days until the start of the World Cup, the lads looked forward to perhaps some of the things that could happen this summer.
It's 100 days out from the World Cup. What's the one player or one thing you're most looking forward to? Like, let's leave all the geopolitics out of it and the cartel wars.
Yes!
And the safety concerns and the price of the tickets. Let's pretend it's a football manager save and we're just focusing on the tournament.
I want to see Igor Thiago start off for Brazil. That's what I am like. Joke. I think Igor Thiago gets so much disrespect. Like, he's way more technical.
Does he?
He's way more... people see big, burly centre-half or centre-forward. No way he's Brazilian. He's not like, you know, your Neymar. Like, if you think of the front three of Brazil, right, you've got Neymar, Vinicius Jr., Rodrigo.
Paquetá.
You have got Paquetá. You've got you've got Richarlison, like, who's maybe not on the level of the others.
Yeah,
but he's very different striker to Igor Thiago. Igor Thiago is so technical. I would love to see him play at top for Brazil. I actually think it could work for them.
The thing I hope to see the most is Keith Andrews in an ITV studio somewhere in the US or Mexico analysing Ireland at the World Cup and doing Thomas Frank on it. Wouldn't that just be brilliant?
Yeah, it would be. I'm intrigued to see how I myself on a personal level manage to deal with trying to watch as much World Cup football as possible in the extended format while also being up for work at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That's my, that's what I'm looking forward to. Seeing how that goes. Seeing if I survive.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so for free now in your OTB football podcast feed. That is about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.